The Cowhead Show. 102.5 The Bone.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
It's The Cowhead Show. The Cowhead Show.
Welcome back to The Cowhead Show. 1-800-771-1025. But I gotta tell you, and you're gonna learn this the hard way, both of you guys, in the next couple of you in the next couple of months, you and God knows how long. When you get married,
yeah,
just count on your wife just disagreeing with everything you say.
Mm.
My son's birthday is coming up this month, or you know, in August. What do you want to do for his birthday? I want to do this. How about if we do this? Okay, then why do you ask me what I want? Okay,
yeah.
Then it's we agree on doing this. Now, well, we should invite these people. Well, I don't think we should invite them. Oh, then don't ask me. Just plan the goddamn thing and tell me what it is.
Right.
You ask me to plan it, I'm going to have a goddamn horse there and a bouncy house and this face makeup, and I might have R2-D2 there. I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, will you have R2-D2?
I'm going to try and get that crazy guy from Channel Side to come down there.
I have two things. One, she's always on the other side. Always on the other side.
Yes.
No matter what side I'm on, she's on the other side.
You could say that you hate cancer, and she'll be like, cancer's not that bad.
Yeah, it gets rid of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, constantly underestimating me.
Oh, well, my wife learned a long time ago that I could do anything in the world.
But my whole thing is I do a lot of stuff where people go, come on, you're not going to be able to do that. And then I do it, and then I never get the, holy crap, that was pretty amazing. Yeah, you really got it. And then the next thing that I go to do, there's no way.
I can tell you that will change in time. Because now when my wife goes, and that's another thing that bothers me. She's always goddamn negative Nelly. I know I could do anything in the world. There's nothing I can say, I want to do this, and I will do it. Give me a couple of days. I might need Pete's help or something, but I'll get it done. When she's always like, oh, well, we're going here, we probably can't do that. And I look at her and I go, why? Why couldn't we do that? Have we ever had a problem doing that before? You know what I mean? She's negative Nelly all the time. So this year I decided that I want to go away for Christmas. I want to get out of here and get away for Christmas. I want to go do something that we've never done before. And I want to go, Christmas in my house is kind of complicated because I have a great relationship with both my parents, but they don't necessarily have the greatest relationship with each other. My parents have been divorced since I was, 3 years old.
Right.
So it gets complicated having everybody all together. So I just want to get out of here, you know? My brother's in Chicago. My grandmother's in New Jersey. I don't want to go to either one of those places. I want to go. So I said, listen, I got, 2 weeks of vacation at Christmas time. I want to go to London. Why London, you say? Well, because London is similar to a New York-type city. It is going to be Christmassy. They'll celebrate Christmas there. It's not too far off the grid.
It'll be ye old Christmas.
It'll be a ye old Christmas. It'll be cold, which is what I like for Christmas time. And I think there's enough stuff in the proximity there to be a good time to go. We're down to now where she just sent me a link. How about this place? In Vermont. How did we go from London to Vermont? If I have to hear the word Carolinas one more time, I'm going to go crazy. I don't want to go to the goddamn Carolinas. I don't want to go to I don't want to go to Myrtle Beach. I don't want to go to anything that's going to be tropical for Christmas. I don't want to go to Hawaii. I actually wanted to go to Alaska, and I couldn't understand why. If I go to Alaska, I want to go see my son. I want to go on a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because then, you always get the cruise stuff.
The Alaskan cruises. Yeah, those look awesome.
Well, yeah, but then I couldn't figure out why nobody's running a cruise to Alaska in December. And then I realized probably because it's 120 degrees below zero and the water's frozen or you freeze to death being outside. So right now, I know what's going to end up happening. I'm going to end up in New Jersey.
Yeah,
New
Jersey for Christmas. Yeah. There you go.
I went from London to New Jersey. Mm. And then, last year, we had a vacation. And I have to tell you, it was a good time. It wasn't a bad time. But we went and we rented a small house on the beach in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, which is nice. And the reason why we did that is because her Jubard friends have the houses all around. They own that whole little dead-end block over there. So everybody would be down there. I don't mind that. I can hang out with my son. I'm close to the beach. He goes on the rides and all that stuff. But the worst part about that whole thing was they're little beach bungalows. So, I don't even think the three of us could stand in the room together, let alone sleep in there. We tried to sleep, the three of us, in a full-size bed. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then I wanted to go out and sleep on the couch, and there's no couches, love seats. So now I'm putting two love seats. So this year, she's like, are we going to go to the beach again? I go, why? Because last year, scoliosis wasn't enough for me? Seriously?
Yeah.
I actually had to call a plumber at 3 o'clock in the morning to come out there, because my son flushed a hairbrush down the toilet by accident. It was actually a comb, and it screwed everything up. Oh, it's just been, it's ridiculous.